Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
BashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. BashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
It's the 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival. Over 20 superstar artists on one stage. This is your 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival lineup. Presented by our marquee partner, Capital One. Coldplay. The Weeknd. DJ Khaled. Chris Stapleton. Lord, Kings of Leon, Big Sean, Pink, Miley Cyrus, 30 Seconds to Mars, Niall Horan, David Guetta, Thomas Rhett, Harry Styles, and special guest, Kesha. Our 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival. It's September 22nd and 23rd at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Mr. Speaker Speaks. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. Please take a moment and check me out on the internet at www.vincenttedwards.com. That's www.vincenttedwards.com. I want to welcome back in the studio a wonderful man of God, a great person, just one who is full of wisdom, inspiration, and knowledge. And that is none other than Dr. Joseph Amanfu. Welcome back to Mr. Speaker Speaks, Dr. Joe.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you
again. Oh, it's truly a pleasure to have you here. For my listening audience, Dr. Amanfu addresses critical concepts of motivation, self-improvement, and a positive mind frame, which are secrets of success. He has spent 39 celebrated years in the corporate world and held leadership positions in Ghana, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Brazil, Canada, Japan, Thailand, Turkey, Germany. Oh, I just keep on going. He is a certified life and leadership coach who helps executives to improve their leadership effectiveness. He has extensive teaching experience in both university and corporate environments and speaks regularly at management and leadership conferences worldwide. Dr. Joe is also the co-author and publisher of The Coach's Journey, True Stories of Transformational Experiences with IPEX Core Energy Coaching. The foreword is by none other than Bruce D. Schneider, who is the founder of the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, which is IPEC. Dr. Amanfu, when do you find time to do all of these things?
Sometimes you can be a jack of all trades, right? When you are gifted, the danger is you overstretch yourself sometimes. My only passion now is helping people through coaching.
Through coaching. Wow. Why is that your passion now?
I have seen the results from the people that I have worked with. They tell me the change, the transformation that they experience, and I see physical outcomes. You know, their finances improve, their relationships improve, and so I feel that it's become part of my calling.
Wow. For my listening audience today, our topic will be the fundamentals of life coaching. You know, you look at athletes, they have coaches. You see the performance and the transformation on the field, on the court, because they have coaches. So today we're going to talk about the fundamentals of life coaching. Dr. Joe, what is coaching?
What is coaching? And I'm going to preface that by saying, what is life coaching? The word coaching has existed for thousands of years. What we're talking about here is life coaching. And I will share the script from the ICF, the International Coach Federation. They define life coaching as partnering with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. Now, since I mentioned the ICF, the International Coach Federation, let me tell you a little bit about them. The ICF was founded in 1995. It's the leading global organization dedicated to advancing the coaching profession. And by setting standards, providing independent certification and accreditation, and building a worldwide network of credentialed coaches.
Wow. So in a nutshell, coaching helps me get from point A to point B and overcome my procrastination.
Coaching takes somebody who is functioning well and helps them to become a better of themselves. We take people from functional to optimal.
Functional to optimal. So if I'm not functional, I can't use a coach?
Well, this is a good question. We distinguish helps that we give to people based on, you know, where they are in life. For example, if you had hurts and wounds, emotional wounds from the past, you see a psychotherapist, you see a therapist, you need a psychologist. You don't need a life coach to help you heal past wounds. And so there's been a little bit of confusion. In fact, in the past, part of the reason people did not hire coaches was that, well, if you hire a coach, it sounds like you have a problem.
Hmm.
But coaching actually would help people who are functional, not dysfunctional. I refer my clients who are dysfunctional, I refer them to therapists.
Wow. So looking at that or hearing that, other words come to mind like therapy, consulting, mentoring, training, athletic development. How is coaching distinct from these other service professions? Because I heard you say I take someone from functional to optimal.
Exactly. Like I said earlier on, if somebody has past hurts, past wounds, that individual needs to see a therapist. Now, coaching is not a federally restricted profession. So anybody, in fact, can hang up a shingle and call themselves a life coach. But the well-trained coaches know if one of their clients has an issue from the past, they refer them to a therapist. Now, consulting, if I come to your firm to consult with you or for you, I bring my experience and I actually tell you what to do. I share with you what to do. Mentoring is also the same. I've been there, done that. So I am going to give you my experiences and help you walk your path. Training also, it's based on what I know. I can train you. I can tell you what to do, how to, you know, exercise, how to eat well. And same thing as athletic development. In coaching, though, a coach will never tell you what to do. A coach will help you.
A life coaching.
A life coach.
Life coach.
I'm glad you brought that distinction also. A life coach will help you to become more aware, to self-discover, discover your gifts, your abilities, and then come up with a joint strategy for you to get to where you want.
That's quite a difference between what I understand from athletic development, because in that type of coaching, coaches tell you specifically, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to work on. But life coaching is not like that.
Absolutely not.
So it kind of like reminds me of, you know, bringing out what's in a person already.
Absolutely. We say in coaching that the answers to all questions lie within. And so we're going to help you as a client to come up, to pull up what's already within.
So when I look at my life, if I was an individual, you know, I got this going on, I got that going on, I am performing, I'm functional. But do I really need a coach? How do I determine if coaching is a right fit for me, and if I actually need one?
Well, most people have heard about names like Tiger Woods, Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal.
Yes.
Drew Brees.
Yeah, those are athletes.
Yeah, those are top performing athletes. Why do they need coaches? They need coaches so that they can stay on top of their game. So even though you are functional and doing well, it has been said that even the best of us use less than 10% of our abilities, 10% of our capabilities. And so we still need coaches, even though we may be doing well. I have a coach. We say coaches need coaches. All coaches must have a coach. I have a coach, and she helps me to become better at what I do. So yes, we do need coaches, even though we are functional.
You're listening to Mr. Speaker Speaks. My guest today is Dr. Amanfu, and we're talking about the fundamentals of life coaching. So what I've just heard there is basically every functional person can use a coach.
And does need a coach.
I wanted you to say that one. I was going to say it does need a coach. What are some of the typical reasons someone might work with a coach? Okay, I'm functional. Do you work on specific things? You set goals, but why? Or what are some of the typical reasons?
Well, there are many reasons that an individual or a team might choose to work with a coach, including, but not limited to the following. I want to list a few reasons. There is something at stake, for example, a challenge, a stretch goal, or opportunity. And it is urgent, compelling, or exciting, or, you know, all of the above. Now, there may be a gap in knowledge, skills, confidence, or resources. Another reason is that there is a desire to accelerate results. There is a lack of clarity, and there are choices to be made. So you need somebody to help you weave through all those choices. Now, an individual, for example, may be extremely successful, and success has started to become problematic. So they need an accountability partner to help them sort even through their success. Another reason might be work and life are out of balance. We all have heard this many times.
I need to get some balance in my life. Yeah. As the old folk would say, I have too many irons in the fire.
Exactly. And this often is creating unwanted consequences. Another good reason you might need a coach is you have not yet identified your core strengths and how best to leverage them. That's when a coach comes in to help you.
When we look at other industries, new technologies come on board, a lot of different things, and businesses just booming. What is it like for the coaching industry? Is it expanding? Is there a whole lot of growth in this area? Because you said earlier that, you know, you don't need a certification to technically become a coach.
Well, coaching has actually grown very significantly for many reasons. Generally, the world has changed a lot, and coaching is a useful tool to deal with many of those changes. For example, coaching is a great tool for today's challenging job market. There is more job transition, more self-employment, small businesses, and some of the real-life factors include even the rapid change in external business environments, downsizing, restructuring, mergers. You know, there's a growing shortage of talented employees, for example, and I could just go on and on and on. And all of these have helped the coaching industry to expand and really grow. There aren't enough well-trained coaches to help the need.
So what I'm hearing is there's so many life changes, economic changes going on. People are trying to find their way through it. And how do I go from this place to that place? And so there is a need for coaches with all the dynamic activity that's going on in the workplace and in the economy.
Absolutely. And like I said earlier on, because life coaching is not regulated, it's not a regulated field, you need to be careful who you hire as your life coach.
Wow. So what, I mean, with that being said, what are some of the things that I should look for in a life coach, and how can I determine whether or not they are good? I mean, you mentioned this IPEC organization. Do they offer some type of certificate for people who've completed their training to become a coach?
That's a very good question. And of course, I am very biased about IPEC. You could go to a 1 week or weekend seminar, let's say 3 hour Saturday seminar called Life Coaching, and you get a certificate as a life coach. And because coaching is not regulated, you can create a website, print a business card. That's, I'm a life coach. So there are IPEC, for example, the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, requires up to about 350 hours of training as opposed to 3 hours. When I went to IPEC, it took me about 8 months of intensive training, cost me close to $10,000. You know, I could go to another place and maybe pay $40 and for 3 hours, and I call myself a coach. So you need to be careful again which institution you go to. Number one of the criteria is find out if the school is accredited by the ICF, and find out the training, the specific training that that coach has, you know, gone through.
Without mentioning any names, can you share a story of one of your most memorable successes from a transformational standpoint working with one of your many clients?
Without giving descriptions to where people might even identify who I'm talking about?
Yes.
One of my clients owned multiple businesses in one of the cities. And that individual came to me initially, said, "Dr. Joe, I have all these opportunities. I have all these apparent successes, but deep down, I think I'm spreading myself too thin." And so normally when my clients come, I ask them to give me about 3 months to at least begin to see any significant change. And that client lasted for 2 years because he saw progress, he saw significant improvement in his businesses.
Wow. You're listening to Mr. Speaker Speaks. I'm your host, Vincent T. Edwards, and my guest today in the studio is Dr. Aman Fu, and we're talking about the fundamentals of life coaching. And from my understanding, if you're functional, you need a coach. And if you're looking to get a coach, just want to let you know, you can contact Dr. Aman Fu for additional free life coaching resources and get your coaching questions answered. He's also available to speak at churches, conferences, and community events. You can just send Dr. Joe an email at joe.amanfu, that's A-M-A-N-F-U, at seedword.com. Seedword is one word, the word seed and word together.com. That is joe.amanfu at seedword.com. And you can also visit his website at www.seedword.com. Technology is booming. You know, you have all these different ways you can conferences, live video conferences, you know, you can Skype, You can just talk to someone on your phone. How is coaching delivered today? Is it face-to-face, telephone, all of the above? And not only that, what seems to be the most effective way to deliver coaching?
Based on my experience over the last 6 years that I have been coaching, the most effective that I have found is by telephone.
Not face-to-face?
Surprisingly, not face-to-face. Typically, though, if the client resides in the same geographic location, I require an initial face-to-face for about 1 hour so we get to know one another and get to understand where the client wants to go. However, many of my clients, I would say 9 out of 10 of my clients are out of where I live. And therefore, the only way we can do it is often by telephone calls. Typically, once a week for about 45 minutes. And the client, it's all about the client. The client decides what specific areas they want to work on. Initially, through some assessments and evaluations, I help the client identify areas that they want to work on. But it's always about the client.
So how long are these assessments?
Well, let me mention, when the word assessments come up, there are basically two types or categories of assessments. One type of assessment is called the personality type assessment, like Myers-Briggs.
Myers-Briggs.
Yes, and a lot of people know about that. The other kind is behavioral or attitudinal. The personality type assessments reveal who you are, your personality, you know, component, I mean, makeup. The attitudinal or behavioral reveal how you show up in the world, how your perceptions affect you, how the way you look at the world, the way you talk affects you, affects your results. So personalities very, very often cannot be improved too much. But your attitudes, your behavior can improve. So the kinds of assessment I give are behavioral or attitudinal assessment. It kind of hold a mirror to you to see, oh, this is how I'm showing up. This is how the world is seeing me. No wonder why I'm, you know, getting this result or that result.
So based upon those assessments, are there any specific models that go with a different personality type, or you utilize different principles or concepts to coach that person?
The one that I use actually is being tested, scientifically proven over years and years. The behavioral assessment that I use works for any individual, regardless of the profession, the stage in life, because everybody behaves. Everybody has attitudes. Everybody has, you know, personality queers, or, you know, so this assessment, the behavioral assessment, helps any type of individual.
You stated earlier that you like to get your clients to commit to at least 3 months. Typically, how long does an individual work with a life coach?
The statistics currently shows that it takes at least about 9 months to get effective results. However, within the first 3 months, you would discover whether, you know, your relationship with your coach and the coach relationship with the client, whether it's working. If it's not working, typically, let me step back and say, when I take my clients on, I give them 1 month and say, at the end of the first month, we want to sit down and evaluate whether we are making progress that you expected and whether I am seeing progress from you. So we agree upfront that after the first month, if we are not the best fit, because chemistry between coach and client is just as important as if you go see a medical doctor and you don't like that individual for some reason and all the prescription he or she gives you.
It's just not working.
It's not going to work. So at the end of the first month, we sit down and evaluate. And if we see that this is not the best fit, I refund all of the money. My clients pay upfront. At the end of the 30 days, I refund 100% of the money to them.
Wow. So that gets into metrics when you say, okay, after the first 30 days, so how can success be measured? Is it the reaching of goals or other performance measures that are used to determine the success of coaching?
Generally, it is the individual who can tell you the results he or she is getting. The client is the one who can testify. Sometimes it's not something that you can physically measure from an external standpoint, but the client himself or herself can see the changes that are occurring in his or her life.
When you look at this relationship between the client and the coach, this whole partnership, what does the coach do? What does the individual do? And what does coaching ask of an individual? So within this partnership, what is it the responsibility of the coach? What's the responsibility of the individual?
Well, basically the role of the coach is to provide, and we talked about assessments, to provide objective assessment and observations that foster the individuals or the team members enhance self-awareness. It's all about creating awareness for the individual. Now, the coach maintains professional boundaries in the coaching relationship, including confidentiality. I sign an agreement with my clients upfront to say whatever we discuss here stays with us. I don't even ask my wife to pray about a client because it has to be extremely confidential. And we adhere to the profession's code of ethics. And there's a wide range of code of ethics. Now, as far as what coaching asks of the individual, to be successful, coaching actually demands certain things of the individual, all of which begin with intention. The client to have focus. We ask tough questions to the client. The client must be willing to tell me the truth, because if you don't tell me the truth, I might not be able to help you. And through observation, the behaviors and communications, we listen. The coach listens. And we expect self-discipline between even the coach and the client. So there's a wide range of requirements that I share with my clients before we start.
And so the individual, what's their responsibility?
They must show me that they actually have an intention to get somewhere. Are they willing to put in the time and the effort to complete the... We call them assignments, but we don't give the assignments. The client comes up with the strategies, the assignments of what they are committing to do. And before our next session, every time after our coaching, I give them what's called a coaching call log. I ask them to write down for me what they learned from this session, what they promised to do before our next session. And I ask them to send me that summary. Even at the 24 hours before our next session, if I don't receive that, we cancel the next coaching session because I'm expecting accountability from the clients.
So coaches hold you accountable for your actions.
Absolutely.
Wow. You're listening to Mr. Speaker Speaks, and my guest today is Dr. Amanfu, and we've been talking about the fundamentals of life coaching. And Dr. Joe, I'm going to give you the last word in just a few moments, but for my listening audience, if you're interested or you're even considering a coach, you're saying, okay, I'm here at this level in my life. I'd like to move a little further. I am functional, don't have a lot of things going on as far as that will hinder me from needing a therapist, or I don't need consulting. I really need coaching, but I need to talk to someone first. Please take an opportunity to contact Dr. Amanfu. He has some free life coaching resources, and he can answer your coaching questions. He's also available to speak at churches, conferences, and community events. His email address is joe.amanfu@seedword.com. That's joe.amanfu@seedword.com. Please take a moment and visit his website at www.seedword.com. Dr. Joe, the whole concept of fundamentals of life coaching, what would you say to that person that's listening right now about the whole concept of coaching and what's my next move right now?
There are a lot of myths of life coaching. It is important to understand the value of what coaching does. And a lot of people have wrong assumptions about what coaching is. And so I would encourage an individual to maybe visit the website of the International Coach Federation or contact me. I would be glad to spend, I promise, only about 30 minutes of professional courtesy to help an individual clarify whether they do need a coach or not. I will do that as a professional courtesy.
Wow. Dr. Manfu, time has gotten away from us. You are a great guest, and I thank you for coming on Mr. Speaker Speaks and sharing insight and information about life coaching and letting us all know that we all need a coach.
I do want to say, though, before we sign off, Mr. Edwards, I commend you. I really respect you for this ministry. I call it ministry. It's not a business. It's a ministry of bringing all these valuable resources to the community that, I mean, very, very highly needed. And I just want to say thank you.
You are welcome. And I want to thank you for being my friend. And not only that, you know, I wanted to wait until the end to let everyone know that everyone needs a coach, and Mr. Speaker has a coach. And I want to thank Dr. Amanfu for being my life coach. And that's for full disclosure here on Mr. Speaker Speaks. Once again, contact Dr. Joe at joe.amanfu@seedword.com. Also visit his website at www.seedword.com. Remember, you've been listening to Mr. Speaker Speaks. Please visit me at vincenttedwards.com. That's vincenttedwards.com. Remember, in all that you do, put God first, be magnificent, be good, be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing to someone.
Thank you for listening to another great episode of BashaniRadio.com. Make sure to like Bashani Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube. All of our social media connections are located on BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything.